Hi, it's Nick. Welcome back to another episode of The Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled, Probably the Best Place to Start with Mindfulness. And here's a quote. Probably the best place to start is with your breathing. If you can manage to bring your attention to your breathing for even the briefest of moments, it will set the stage for facing that moment and the next one with greater clarity. End quote. And that is Jon Kabat-Zinn from Full Catastrophe Living. And I don't have much to add to that, right? That's perfect. The best place to start is with your breathing. You bring your attention to that. It's not that it fixes everything, right? It's that it sets the stage for facing that moment and the next one with more clarity, because it just brings you back to now, to your body, to the present moment, whichever way we want to look at it, right? And that is the key to then saying, okay, here I am. Don't react mindlessly, react mindfully. And I love that. And of course, Jon Kabat-Zinn is the mindfulness-based stress reduction creator and amazing mindful teacher. So if he says it, then I think it has some merit. All right, with that, let's move on to thought number two, which is titled, Unique Powers of Self-Regulation. And here's a quote. Even if you've never given it a moment's thought, breath control is instinctively recognizable as not only a human-only skill, but also as one that is intimately linked to our unique powers of mental and emotional self-regulation. End quote. And that is Caroline Williams from the great book Move. And this short little passage, right, highlights a profound understanding we all have, right? That we all intuitively know that breath control is linked to our ability to self-regulate, both mentally and emotionally. We know it, it's there, we just never really conceptualize it until it's brought to our attention, right? And of course, even if we all know that, the challenge of it all, right, and the opportunity is, of course, to remember to use this unique power. So this is your reminder that we all know it works. We just have to remember to use it. And that's where mindfulness comes in, right? So you just got to remember, then do it. All right. And with that, let's move on to thought number three. And I'm continuing on these three thought ideas. It's been fun for me and it gives me a little structure, which makes it easier to write these. So this one is three elegant thoughts on the lungs from Michael J. Stephen, MD. And all of these are from his great book, Breathtaking. Here is the first three quotes on it. Here's the first quote. The lungs are a mysterious and even mystical organ. They are our connection to the atmosphere, the organ that extracts the life force we need to exist. That's pretty good, I think. All right, here's the second one. The lungs tap into something universal in their structure, maximizing uptake of the life force that surrounds all of us. That is pretty awesome. And the third and final one, and he's talking about circulation here. That's all the preface I really need on this one. Here it is, quote, it is a beautiful circle of reuse and recycle, appropriately termed circulation, with the lungs as the centerpiece, the linchpin connecting the body and the outside world. End quote. That is so good. That is three elegant quotes on the lungs from Michael J. Stephen. And with that, let's move on to our fourth and final thought. This is one of my new absolute favorites. Yeah, here it is. It's titled, How to Actually Move Forward. And here is a quote. Like skaters, we move forward by actually moving from side to side. End quote. And that is Richard Rohr from Falling Upward. And I literally have probably never loved a quote more in my life, right? Like skaters, we move forward by actually moving from side to side. It reminds me of how we all live, right? Moving back and forth between timeless wisdom and modern science, breathing and meditation, success and failure, science papers and spiritual books, seriousness and humor, and on, right? These kind of seemingly polar opposites, sometimes seemingly sideways movements we're making where you think, oh, why don't you just stay on that straight linear line, right? There's no such thing. We move side to side between all of these different opposites in some cases, or just different viewpoints, because those seemingly sideways movements are actually gliding us forward toward our true selves, and that's what we're all after. I love that, and it's probably going to be my new favorite quote ever. Like skaters, we move forward by actually moving from side to side. And with that, that is the four thoughts. Let's go into the one quote for this week. Of course, it's the fifth quote. The eighth quote. But that's how it goes. This is the one quote for the week. Here it is, quote, "When it comes to building stress resilience, one of the most powerful interventions is focusing on joy. Specifically, the positive things that exist in our lives now and on creating a positive future," end quote. And that is Alyssa Epple from Alyssa Epple, PhD. And that came from the stress prescription. I don't have that in the 401 here, but that is where that came from. Great quote. "When it comes to building resilience, one of the most powerful interventions is focusing on joy." I say that a lot with our practice, right? We need to find things that we enjoy, focus on those, not what other people should. So just keep that in mind. All right. And with that, let's move on to the one answer for this week. The category is lungs. The answer is, it is estimated that there are about this many different generations of irregular branches from the main airway down to the alveoli. So this many different generations, how many times does it branch off before it finally gets to those air sacs? What is about 24 to 25? I tried to look around. It was really tough to actually find an exact number. I saw 23 in one place. The Britannica, they put this 24 to 25 based on modeling, but they said the range could be anywhere from like 11 to 33 for different animals and people. So anyways, really cool. Lots of branches to get us down to those little tiny air sacs where all of the magic happens. And with that, let's do a quick recap. Remember, the best place to start with mindfulness, the breath, because it helps you face the next moment with clarity. Remember that all of us instinctively, implicitly know that breath control is linked to our ability to regulate. And the key, the challenge, the opportunity is to remember to do it. Remember those three great quotes from Michael J. Steven. Go re-listen or read those because they're so good. And remember the absolute best one, and actually it'll tie right into my summary here, is to move forward, right? We actually move forward by moving from side to side. And with that, I can do a quick little plug for the Breath Learning Center, because this idea of gliding back and forth between timeless wisdom and modern science, breathing and meditation, seriousness and humor, of course, science and spiritual books, beautifully captures exactly what the essence of being a mixed mindful artist is, right? It's about doing different practices, going side to side, and that's exactly what we do in the Breath Learning Center. We glide our way toward our best selves, right? To just finding the things that work best for us, to reduce stress, to be better, to have more attention, to love more, to just be a better human in this world. We use all of these different practices, and I make it super easy for you to skate along left to right on all these different practices and modalities with breathing, meditation, mindfulness, humor. I try to throw in a lot of humor when I can, and just to enjoy life a little more. So if you are ready to glide your way along life to your true self, go to breathlearning.com. And yeah, just thank you as always for listening. I will see you next week.